I'm not accustomed to five and dive, so it didn't really set too well on me the first two outings. And I mean, you can say that, well, I missed 3 months of action, but you know, I don't make excuses. I'm ready to go.
Dallas Keuchel talking about five and dive, saying he doesn't want to come out of the game too early. He wants to come in and be effective into the deeper innings and got to be kind of that guy for the Atlanta Braves.
So that's what they call it, five and dive.
Guys, right, five and dive.
All right, I remember that.
And so Dallas Keuchel has a solid outing in his first ever appearance in a Braves uniform at SunTrust Park, an outing that otherwise, especially given this offense this year, would have given the Braves another victory over the Philadelphia Phillies. But unfortunately for the Braves, they happen to run into one of the elite pitchers in the game who is absolutely stone cold on his game at the moment. Aaron Nola might be the hottest pitcher in all of Major League Baseball.
Boy, John, he gave you eight innings and four hits. That's it. Like, he was nice yesterday. He was real nice. You could tell that when you saw Gabe Kapler in the dugout, that they were a little bit they were focused. Not saying that the Braves weren't focused, but they knew the importance of this, and they came ready to play. This looked exactly like I think it's going to look coming down to the wire.
Mm-hmm.
Two teams battling. And to have Dallas Keuchel out there on the mound yesterday, seven innings, John, and that's pretty good. I mean, you know, you're talking about a guy who just had his third start coming in, and he's been off for months. To come in and do that for you, that's what you brought him in for. He's an innings eater.
Right, no, he isn't. Exactly, that's what you want him to be. He was everything you expected out of him yesterday in terms of his impact on this rotation. And again, you just ran into Aaron Nola, so you chalked that one up. I mean, both pitchers dodged bullets. Jay Bruce hit one to the wall in dead center that Ronald Acuna had to make a leaping grab of. And then Dansby Swanson drove a potential game-tying two-run home run to the wall in right center right in front of the bullpen and was just about a half a foot short on that one. But as it turned out, Philadelphia wins 2-0, cuts the lead to 4.5 games. Now, today, the Braves are going to send Bryce Wilson to the mound. All right, this is going to be interesting, Hugh. I mean, you're setting out a guy that, you know, interesting to note, Bryce Wilson was the guy that started in that first series in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
that very,
so he can exercise his demons.
Right?
Exercise his demons a little bit.
And got beat up. He's got an ERA of 8.31. You're going to send him to the mound in what is now a far more important moment between these two teams. And Philadelphia's got to think, Hugh, at the moment, they've got to think we're winning the series or we're sweeping the series. And that will, you know, kind of catapult us because they've started to play a little bit better baseball lately.
Well, that's what they're thinking. I mean, but you got to put those dreams to rest. You got to put those heads to bed,
mm-hmm.
and that's what it starts tonight. You can't worry about the last outing that you had against the Phillies. You can't worry about that. You know, you're being put out there in a key situation. You're talking about what, four games before the All-Star,
break, five,
or something,
right?
Like that,
mm-hmm.
And you're put out there in a key situation. We need to find out what we have. This is where we are, especially going into the All-Star break, John, because there's probably going to be some moves made after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
After the All-Star break, then we need to start figuring out where we need to fill some holes at on our squad.
Well, Wilson's pitching tonight because of Mike Foltynewicz, and, you know, Kevin Gausman still in rehab. He started to throw again, and Foltynewicz down at AAA and his issues. And I guess this kind of points out, when you're in this kind of a situation and you're calling on Bryce Wilson to start, and hopefully he pitches well, And maybe Bryce Wilson, who knows what we're talking about with Bryce Wilson in 3 years. I mean, right? Of course. And so you're giving him an opportunity here in a key moment for your team. But I think for this season, it points out, as much as we talk about this team going out after the All-Star break, Hugh, and getting a closer, I think this team still needs to look at another starter. I do.
I think that's probably going to be the case, John, but you still haven't given up on the guys that you have. I think that they probably feel that if Gausman can get healthy, that he might be a guy that you can depend on. And they definitely feel that way about Foltynewicz.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely feel like Foltynewicz is a guy that could come in and give you something, especially when you had to look at the season they had last year.
Mm-hmm.
They gave this guy, Foltynewicz, a lot of time to try to get right, and he didn't get right. So that, to me, screams that you're not giving up on this guy no time soon. That's what I get from that whole Foltynewicz situation,
well,
leaving him out there as long as
he Gausman had all that string of bad starts, like seven in a row that he was just awful in. And, you know, the Braves managed to win about half of them only because their bats were so hot. So they hid the fact that Gausman had been so bad. But this plantar fasciitis, it's a muscle on top of your foot?
Well, I think it's at the bottom. It's like
bottom?
In the arch.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, I've never had it. I've had teammates that have had it. It's not a good feeling. It's almost like somebody's pulling your foot apart from the bottom, especially when you talk about trying to put weight on it and be a pitcher and use your legs, mm-hmm. you know, for power and everything. It, from what I've been told, that it's not a comfortable feeling. It's almost like they say it's like somebody's putting needles in your feet, the bottom of your feet. Mm-hmm. So that's something that from what I understand, it just takes time to heal, or you might have to have surgery. You don't want to have that. You don't want to have to have surgery. You do not want to have surgery on that.
Yeah, so I'm not counting on Kevin Gausman being a big part of this rotation. If he has to have surgery, obviously he'd be out for the year. And, you know, you wonder if it's been enough time for him. He's only been on the DL for a little while here, or the IL, as they call it nowadays. So I'm not really counting on, I'm over-counting on Kevin Gausman being a big impact guy. I mean, if he were healthy, maybe this is why he was so bad. You know, that's what you're thinking, is that, you know, you have a foot issue, and it changes your approach, your arm angle, all that kind of stuff. You don't want to push off. You don't want to land. You don't want to, you know, you get a little tentative, and the next thing you know, you're not who you are. And so he was so impactful to the team last year. If he can get 100% healthy, that'd be a great thing. But, you know, I'm not counting on it at this point. It's one of those recurring things. Even if he does get healthy, I think we're always going to be thinking about whether or not it's coming back. And nonetheless, it'll be Nick Pivetta against Bryce Wilson tonight and see if the Braves bats can get going against the Philadelphia Phillies at SunTrust Park.